Ronnie Dunn is with us.
Woo!
Ronnie,
hey guys.
A lot's changed since we saw each other last.
But you got lights like flashing on stuff that I've never seen. I've been in a lot of studios, but you don't see this stuff.
You don't see this.
All right.
So, yeah, that's all changed. Something else has changed, too. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm younger.
Because of you?
Yeah. Quit it.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You did that with a Sharpie.
Big
a bad Sharpie.
Big D wrote cowboy on his arm.
It was like a Sharpie that's running out of ink.
Okay. It's supposed to look like the cowboy tattoo you have
you
on your arm.
On it? Wait a minute. Wait.
I mean, yours is. I mean, yes. Yes, yours is. Yours is like
your arm's like bigger and more muscular than mine.
Yeah, right.
I got
my
little sissy skinny arm with a big tattoo on it. Yeah. Someone asked me the other day, said, How drunk were you, really? I mean, like,
I don't even know.
I'm an artist, man.
I
planned it.
You could have been too drunk, or it said cowgirl.
Yeah, right? It could have said serial killer, but they were out of art. You know?
Ronnie Dunn's with us. We'll talk music, and that's and more next. Ronnie Dunn is with us, and Ronnie, let me tell you something. And I'm not blowing smoke. Did you know that for the last 3 weeks? Twice a week, last 3 weeks, I wake up singing No Trucks in Texas.
That's a good sign.
It's a little concerning.
How often does this happen to you? Where
a subliminal plant in there?
Maybe. How often does it happen to you where you have one song stuck in your head all the time? So
man,
Ain't No Trucks in Texas is a...
Maybe when Gangnam Style was out real big, you know?
Huh?
I had that in my head for a while. But I only did
it was a huge compliment until you compared it to Gangnam Style.
I don't know. Gangnam Style had hits.
Let him finish. Let the man finish.
Yeah, it only had 2 billion hits on YouTube. So I think it's quite the compliment, Patrick.
Work with it, Patrick.
Sure.
There's an end to this story.
And so I wake up and I've got this whole,
just the melody rolling around in your head.
This is you.
And I'm just like, dang, Ronnie.
Did you ever have a truck in Texas?
Yes.
See the stars in California?
I did.
Yes.
And every time I would cross the border into Mexico, they would tell me, hey, don't park it. It'll get stolen. Because they made them right there, right across there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You saying that you've lived all those lyrics?
All those things?
You've all done the lyrics.
See stars in California? Yeah. Drink Jack Daniels in Tennessee?
Party down in New Orleans?
Yeah.
High in Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You're like a child. You're like a child with a tattoo on your arm.
Oh, that helps. A microsecond late with that.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
No,
yes,
no,
yes,
no,
yes,
no. No, no, no.
Candy gum. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Hey, talk to us about the Vegas show. What's going on with that?
Well, we played for the full month of June. It's the most fun I've ever had. It really is. It's so convenient. They give you like this big, massive suite, and you get, butlers come in and take care of you if you ask for something to.
You had a butler?
Wow.
Yeah, butler. I got the bill for it, too, 2 months later.
They billed you for it?
Yeah, I think you just don't know. You have to read the fine print.
It's like a cruise ship.
So what is it? They charged you for?
Yeah, I saw the breakdown. It came from the office on stuff. So you just kind of got, you have to know stuff like that going on.
Can I ask how much a butler is for 3 months?
Well, it was enough to get our attention. I don't know if I'll use one in the second round. But we're going back in December, playing the 1st through the 12th, and then we'll do it again next year.
That's the way you do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it very, when you smell something from your past that jogs your memory and you're like, wow, this is, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I can remember a time when you said that you would never play with him again.
When?
2 years ago.
With us.
Did I say that?
You, with
yeah.
us. Remember you said
we,
it, it's
when
never
we cut
well,
our,
I'm a liar.
We cut our arms. Remember we did the whole blood thing? You don't remember that?
No, I think it's great because I know the fans are extremely, extremely happy that you guys got back together and are doing these shows and have done those shows.
Well, we are too, and it was a surprise. It's just something that happened. It just feels like the thing to do. It's not an official reunion.
What's it take to be official?
I don't know. I guess you sign a contract.
Somebody has to actually pay for the butlers for them.
Oh, I see.
I don't know.
All right. Ronnie Dunn's with us. You can follow him. He's everywhere. RonnieDunn.com. Of course, Twitter and Instagram,
Facebook,
YouTube. He does all of that stuff. He loves it.
A little bit.
He loves it more than he should, I think.
I do. I stir up too much trouble sometimes.
Yes, you
do. Oh,
yes,
I'm just dying to let go, but I can't. You know, I have to be a disciplined social internet.
Oh, you're being disciplined now? I like the old crazy Ronnie, the one to just let it rip.
Yeah, people were throwing stuff over my yard, you know, under the fence from Music Row. You just can't say certain things and live in the same town with people.
I remember somebody you had a little tiff with once upon a time. Who doesn't have that job anymore? And I
that's used.
I didn't say.
See, we all had a bone to pick with that scenario.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And oops, somebody got a little funny, payback.
Funny how this business works.
Isn't yes, funny, isn't it? Is. It's very.
I know. Over the years, I've seen several guys that have been in spots that have like kind of flexed them at times, and it didn't work out for them.
No. I just want to hug you right now. All right. We'll go and talk more with me. I know there's lots of inside stuff right now, but I don't care.
Oh.
We all three love it.
Yeah. Our hearts are smiling right now.
Yes, they are.
They are indeed.
And my face, too. Because I got a fake cowboy tattoo on my arm. I'm like 8 years old.
That's good work.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk more with Ronnie Dunn next. Ronnie Dunn. Ronnie Dunn's with us. And you're in the middle of doing this album. Were you about halfway down through it?
I think so. I think we're five or six in right now.
Are you taking your time on this one?
Yeah, they said it's a good thing. So take your time. We're not going to shoot for like any certain deadline and grab good songs. No excuse for having a bad one on there.
Paul. What, Patrick?
Patrick, you're in here from out of the cage. What are you doing?
This is one of my most prized possessions. I collect records.
Is that a 45?
Yeah.
Oh, there, nice.
It is impossible to find any early Brooks and Dunn stuff on vinyl. I mean, what
because
exists,
of that era?
Yeah,
that
in the early 90s, and vinyl was out less and less. So anything you can find is extremely expensive and extremely rare. And this is the one thing I have in my collection. It's a double A-side. She used to be mine, and that ain't no way to go.
Oh, cool.
On 45, my...
And Ronnie's stealing it.
Yeah. Are you giving it to him?
No,
what a nice gift, Ronnie.
Oh, how sweet.
Trying to read it.
Give it to Bubba. Throw it on the record player.
So do you do it? You listen with it? All that?
Yeah, we have a record player.
Record player right over here.
Oh, cool. You know, I hooked mine up in the barn, ran out and got one, bought a bunch of vinyl, thinking that's cool, got the speakers and all that. And it's so loud that it vibrates the record needle.
Oh, it doesn't play right.
I've got
probably got a little dust on it.
I should put it on phone.
Okay, wait.
I should maybe put it on 45.
Yeah.
My boy, it sounds different on record.
Wow.
Oh, listen to that.
She looks so good.
I think that's one of the best country songs of all
Better
time.
Better than the day she left me. Arm in arm with somebody new. Holding hands and laughing like we.
Not to be fruity or anything, but man, you're really great. Listen to that.
You don't hide the pain in these eyes. I did her so.
Watching everybody in here lip sync.
Well, no, I think there are only two appropriate types of country songs to play on a jukebox in a bar. Songs about drinking, or three types. Songs about drinking, songs about your woman leaving, or songs about drinking because she left. And that's why I love the new song, because it's a song about drinking because your woman left.
That's all
and
of us.
That's it. That's why it's the best.
And you know what I like about it? You're talking about Ain't No Trucks
in Texas.
It's because what I like about it is it's so country. And it does, but it doesn't sound old. It doesn't have, yeah. It sounds like
you know
if country music had stayed the track, it sounds like this is what would be playing right now. I hear it, and it makes me feel
warm,
comfortable.
Happy.
It does. It makes me feel like I kind of go, oh yeah, I remember these shoes. These are great shoes. Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
I love
shoes
these
ever.
Shoes. Why did I take these shoes off? They feel so much better. They fit my feet better.
What a weird analogy.
It's a good analogy. You know the trick, and it always has been. No matter, I mean, from 20 years ago, has been how to thread that needle.
Patrick, seriously?
You're having him sign your 45?
Yeah. Messing up a good 45.
Ronnie Dunn is a guest We don't ask guests
can
to.
I ask all the guests.
Can't
to
even read what I
the
write.
Final record. So whatever.
I hope he wrote. Hope he wrote Kix Brooks.
It would be great.
Here, give it to me. I'll write Kix.
I've done it.
Have you really?
I have.
What's like the dumbest thing? I love asking these things, but because I know they're so typical. But what's the most fun thing you've written other than your name?
Oh, true story. Years and years ago, we were in LAX in the Admiral's Club, and we'd been sitting there for a while at the table, and this guy walks up and was just freaking out. And he goes, God, he said, I'm a huge fan, so I've been holding back to keep from walking up to you and asking you this. But he says, would you please give me your autograph, Mr. McCartney?
He thought you were Paul McCartney.
I swear. And that's like, I kind of went, oh.
Actually sign as Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it scared me too much. I was like, oh, man. Then we all, like, took off running. That's probably the most radical example.
Wow, he's really – Paul McCartney's great, but he's really lost his British accent.
And he's so tall.
He's tall.
He's tall. It's tall, Paul.
Tall, Paul. Hey, when's the album?
Sure there's been more stupid stuff. But
when's the new album going to be done?
We're going to be Ronnie done.
We were thinking maybe before Christmas, but it's not going to. We're going to have it ready by then. You know, I'm working with Jay DeMarcus on it.
I'm sorry.
Funny guy.
He's the best.
Funny guy.
Love Jay.
I think he's one of the best producers I've ever worked with.
He's really? Got a really
no,
good.
No, y'all. He's got a
great
serious,
ear.
Serious, dead serious ear.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, but the way that's one of the reasons it's taking a little more time. We don't just go in and like book a week at a time because they're on a tour schedule. So we'll go in and like work on two songs, back up, come back, do some stuff. We worked on some stuff yesterday.
No, hurry it up, man. I really want to hear the rest of the album.
I'm anxious to get it out.
If the rest of it is anywhere close to Trucks in Texas, it's going to be a phenomenal album.
You know, you have the fans out there that want to hear like hardcore traditional stuff, and there'll be some of that on there.
It's good to see you again, man.
Good to be seen.
Thanks for dropping by. And
I mean that.
Let's get together and get another tattoo together. That was fun.
Yeah.
Remember that time?
I'll take you to a place they can fix that.
Fix my tattoo?
Yeah, they'll turn it into Betty Boop. And you can make it dance every time you flex.
Yeah, skull with a flamethrower. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah,
something subtle.
Hey, follow him online. He's RonnieDunn.com. Got all the links for his social media in there, including Facebook and Twitter, blah, 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 blah.
And
blah,
places
blah.
To buy the music and all that.
And that way you can keep it up to date on like when it's going to be released. We'll let you know. We're huge fans. We'll shout it from the.
I'm gonna bug you about it. I'm gonna bug you about it when it happens.
Don't be. You know, be careful.
You won't have to bug us.
Yeah, you won't. That's exactly right. Ronnie Dunn, everyone. Links bigdandbubba.com.